Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In any political race, there's the organization and there is the candidate. In the U.S. Senate race here, observers say candidate and Democrat Elizabeth Warren appears to be connecting with voters in her contest against the incumbent Republican Senator Scott Brown. But WBUR's Fred Tice reports when you dig into the organization, the management of her campaign, some cracks appear.
When you're a political reporter and you go to hundreds of political events, one thing you never see is the candidate show up before you. But at a recent campaign event in Brockton, Elizabeth Warren is there well before me. She has a crowd of people around her and is deep into conversation. The audience listens with rapt attention as she tells the stories of people she's met on the campaign trail, like the young college graduate who told her he's scared about whether there's a future for him.
He looked me in the eye and he said, "I'm here because I'm looking for a fighter." And I said, "You found him."
Warren is getting better at working the field.
Social Security would pay in full for 23 more years.
She still slips into professorial mode, but she's learned to pull out of that and lace her comments with humor.
Now, the fact that we've got 23 years does not mean we should all kick back and, have another Mai Tai. It means, though, that we got plenty of time to make the adjustments.
You're not Mai Tai drinkers.
I'm just thinking of one. Okay, so I'm really a light beer drinker, but I just thought it sounded so weeny. Okay.
She's having an effect. She's won over most of the people in the room, including Craig Barger, the chairman of the Easton Democratic Town Committee.
Every time I hear you speak, you get better and better.
Good. That's what I like to hear. That's the right direction.
Very exciting.
Warren has thousands of volunteers. She's raising record levels of money. But that success may be hiding some internal tensions within her organization. Democratic political consultant Scott Fearson says this is normal in a campaign where the stakes are so high.
With campaigns at this level, there's always going to be frustration. There's a lot of enthusiasm. They're huge. Somebody doesn't get a call return. Somebody questions why it's too disciplined or not nimble enough.
Another Democratic political consultant, Dan Payne, says in races as high profile as this one, there's always a certain amount of tension between the local campaign and the Washington Party people. In particular, the Boston people are bothered by the direction that the Washington people are pushing them in.
Frequently what that means is they're going to urge you to attack, attack, attack. That seems to be what they look for in Washington. And if you're not attacking all the time, they feel as though you're not giving your all. So this has led to some tensions within the Warren campaign.
Other political consultants report more negatives within the campaign, that it's too cautious and that clear signals are not being given to volunteers in the field. Scott Fearson argues Warren's advisors are not letting her be herself enough.
Always with first-time candidates, I always like to see more personality, give them a little more rope out there to go show who they truly are. And campaigns with this much at stake are going to be resistant to that.
Something happened recently that illustrates this point. At a campaign event in Worcester, a reporter asked Warren about Scott Brown's tax returns.
He's been in public service for 20 years, then he should have 20 years of tax returns out there.
The problem is that Warren has released 4 years of tax returns, Brown 6 years. But instead of letting Warren decide for herself whether she should take back what she said, the next day the campaign issued a statement saying Warren believes Brown has released enough tax returns. Warren says she's happy with the way her campaign is going.
Sure. I'm out here talking to people every single day about what's happening to their families, what's happening across this Commonwealth. People understand the importance of this race. They understand the importance of the election in November. This is really
all the Democratic political operatives who spoke to WBUR do point out that it's still summer and there's plenty of time for Warren to work out any kinks in her campaign. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.